perfectly fine. Maybe we'll start by getting you to tell us your name, how long you've been with Campfire, and what you do in Campfire.
Okay, great. So I'm Julian. I'm the marketing director for Campfire. I've been with the company for 3.5 years now, almost basically when we first launched.
Okay, and maybe tell us how did you start your career journey, and during this remarkable journey, what kind of insights can our community listeners learn from that?
Yeah, so I've been starting off right after graduation was basically joining a company that was doing 3D printing manufacturing, which is basically helping a lot of fashion brands to actually use 3D analytics to build out mannequins. I was back in New York that time, but then actually I found out about co-working spaces actually through my college. I did a consultancy project back then that really raised a lot of, I guess, interest in me that to kind of come back home in Hong Kong to kind of see what's co-working and how it's actually impacting the real estate market.
That's really awesome. How would you describe Campfire to a fifth grade class about your co-work space and community?
Yeah. So to kind of make it very simple is that we are potentially actually landlords, but we are trying to get a good community of like-minded businesses to come together to work out of the same space and build really good networking opportunities and also to actually interact with one another as businesses grow. So we're really supporting our members and businesses that join our space to kind of cultivate a better atmosphere for them.
That's really awesome. What is marketing now for your brand compared to when you first joined Campfire? And what and how is the work different now?
So when we first started, Campfire was just a standalone co-working space. So we had our first place in Kennedytown. Flashing back to now, it's been changed exponentially. We are now having 8 locations across Hong Kong and London right now. We also are doing more than just co-working now. We launched our co-learning space. We also have our co-living space. So instead of just targeting the workforce, we're actually going across to living and also learning as a business stream. So it's widening a lot of the demographic and a lot of psychographics across our business. So it's really targeting a mixed bag of people now, which is really great to kind of see how we can centralize that all into one community.
That's awesome. Do you need data scientists as much as creative directors for your data-driven marketing these days?
I think data is definitely the crucial aspect. Once again, tying back to the different demographics and psychographics that we have across our business streams, it really needs data to kind of support who we're trying to find, because a lot of people looking for working space are predominantly looking for living spaces. But then, of course, there is some connection between co-living and co-working, so we kind of need to see how often that happens, what is the reasons why they're coming for the co-living spaces or co-working spaces, to then kind of connect the dots and see, in terms of our customer journey, to see if it's actually going to be interlinking or is it actually going to be completely separate entities in a way.
So how is your customer base now different compared to when you first joined Campfire? Did you anticipate that every tech startup and every individual is now a creator? Mm-hmm. Meaning to say they have their own website, they run their own video stories, and some tech startups even run their own media company.
Yeah. So in terms of creating content now, I feel like everyone's doing it. It's kind of a crucial aspect for a lot of businesses to do, especially video content is one of the big ones, podcasting being another one. A lot of people are now leveraging those tools, posting videos on LinkedIn specifically, now really driving engagement. I think tying back to like how Gary Vee was doing it back in the day, it's really now getting to a mainstream level now. And content is king right now, but the issue now what we're kind of facing is that there's too much content out there, and changing it that way is kind of individualizing yourself is kind of how businesses are moving forward and also getting more attention to their business.
Excellent. What are your achievements and milestones of your tenure as marketing director, and what do you think are the things that you haven't done yet?
I think one of the biggest milestones is actually really connecting the data. It's been a very long and challenging road to kind of really see where our customers are coming from, specifically from online or offline. It's very tough connecting offline to online usually, especially with a non-B2C product, because we're very B2B, but getting that connection between how our customers are coming through us, how they're finding us, and also which medium it is very crucial for us. So it's great that we kind of have that transparency between our customers and also in terms of who's traffic, like where they're finding the traffic. And you know, going forward, I would like to automate more. So we're actually trying to figure out how we can leverage more automation tools to kind of then streamline the process even more.
Excellent. Do you rely on external partners for creative or data or digital analytics and measurement on which areas specifically?
So I do leverage a lot of outside agencies. I wouldn't say on a day-to-day basis, but mostly when we feel like we need a certain third party to kind of look into what we're doing internally right now. Specifically right now, SEO is one of the biggest ones. So we just launched our new website with a new domain. So really, really took a hit on SEO and kind of minimizing that effect. So we really got an SEO consultant to look into where we should be targeting, what effects have happened since we switched to campfire.co. So it's really seeing how the impact was and also where we can actually expand in terms of different keywords or even different business streams that we never had in terms of search pages.
How do you stay fresh, sharp and creative and be on top of the game? Do you have any athletic pursuits or do you indulge in music or media or books?
So I've actually run my own kind of creative stream, which is my own photography page. I also have a photography website, so that's kind of my way to kind of explore different ways with a different business model, I guess. So I am a hobbyist photographer. I'm actually looking to kind of build my own digital store that way, but that's still in the work in progress. So, but in terms of keeping on top of the creative side, it's definitely looking at what competitors are doing, what other business owners are doing, because it's ever changing and there's so many different ways that people are leveraging social media tools to kind of target a different way that you never really thought of. Yeah.
So what series are you following or binge watching right now?
I just finished Stranger Things, which is great. And then I think my next show would probably be Chernobyl, which I haven't started yet.
Do you think that nobody does marketing better than Kanye West and Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, they're pretty good. Like, they're really good at leveraging the press, I think. Every little move they do is really just watched to a certain extent. And of course, like what Kanye has done for Adidas, for instance, has been exponential. You know, just one little sneak peek and it's already creating such a wave.
And what would you like to be remembered in your job or career legacy?
Kind of disrupting the how people interact with real estate is one of the biggest ones, because you know, real estate isn't the most interesting thing for a lot of consumers to be taking unless you're looking for office spacing or if you're in the real estate department. But I would want to bring the more human aspect of things into it and kind of sell the platform rather than the actual land itself. So
that's fantastic. Let's do a speed round to end this last segment. Tell us the instant answer that appear in your mind. So are you ready?
Sure.
A brand that you cannot live without?
Apple.
Favorite advertisement ever?
Probably the M&M Super Bowl ads.
What marketing campaign do you really love or admire right now?
Probably Nike with their rebrand of the Air Maxes.
Your most favorite or admired CMO?
I don't know.
You can pass.
Pass.
Best agency you ever worked with?
I work with a lot of small boutique agencies. But MWI, for instance, I work with them.
And we end this off by asking you, what is your biggest passion in life?
Right now, I'm still really into photography. I'm caught into film photography, so that's probably one of the biggest passions I have right now.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time and coming on to our podcast.
Thanks.
Thank you.